This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia and China each signaled today a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. New UN sanctions on North Korea were approved on Friday, and North Korea's foreign ministry called it an act of war. We get more now from VOA's Lori London.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. The North says countries that supported the new sanctions will be, quote, held completely responsible for all the consequences and will forever pay the price. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Afghan officials saying a suicide blast today in Kabul killed two intelligence officers as well as four civilians while wounding two others. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blast through the Amaq News Agency. Peru's president has granted a medical pardon to jailed former leader Alberto Fujimori, who was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Fujimori remains a divisive figure in Peru, with some admiring his fight against the leftist insurgents, others thinking he was a corrupt dictator. This is VOA News. The U.S.-based research company, ResearchNow SSI, hit by a fire in the Philippines, now confirming that 37 of its employees died in that blaze. The fire erupted Saturday, and by Sunday it was brought under control, but smoke continues to billow from the building. Local fire marshal says the blaze might have started in a furniture store, which is on the third floor of the building. Spain's King Felipe spoke to the nation late Sunday with a Christmas message.
Un camino que debe conducir también a que renazca la confianza.
He told the separatist-minded region of Catalonia they need to avoid what he said is confrontation. In an October speech, the king condemned what he called the unacceptable disloyalty of Catalan separatists. Pro-independence lawmakers dominate the Catalan parliament after Thursday's election. And Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy disbanded the previous parliament after Catalonia legally held an independence referendum.